All right, so this is about 9 of the class history bowl between Chicago A and right. Illinois. Well, let's swing in and get names.
I'm Matt.
Charles.
That's Don Charles.
Still wasn't as good as Ralph Carson's game. All
right, Illinois.
Gregory was much better. Don't worry about it. It's not funny.
It can't be replicated.
Austin.
Zach.
Okay, so this is round number 9. So we're tossing 1. This undertaking was largely prompted by the military success of Zhang He over the forces of Count Jocelyn. A permanent acquisition by this campaign was the conquest of Lisbon by Alfonso the
First.
Second
crusade.
Power.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, bonus for Illinois. This law imposed a fine on those who held public land in excess of a certain prescribed limit and ended discrimination against plebeians for 10 points each. Identify this constitutional reform of Roman law enacted in 367 BCE. Licinian rogation. The Licinian rogation was reluctantly accepted by this Roman dictator who celebrated 4 triumphs, repelled the Gauls, and conquered the Etruscan city of Veii. He's sometimes called the second founder of Rome. Yeah, during the siege of Veii, Camillus introduced this innovation to military management called the stipendium.
That's a salary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, stipend. That's what that is.
We're thinking 20 points.
Salt money, if you prefer.
I do.
I love that.
Toss up. The first pope of this name excommunicated a Gnostic named Marcion. One man who would later adopt this papal name served in the court of Frederick III and failed to gain support for a crusade against the Turks at the 1459 Council of Mantua. A later pope of this name issued a bull calling for the deposition of Elizabeth I. This was the name of a pope who signed a concordat with Napoleon I.
Okay, so pious?
It is pious.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's good. Bonus for Chicago. This event is shown on a pediment sculpted by Francis Bird and in a painting with heavy tenebrism where the orange-clad subject is on his back, arms raised, seemingly about to be stepped on by a horse for 10 points each. Identify this event from Christian tradition. Two paintings of the conversion of St. Paul, including the one described previously, were by this late Renaissance painter of Bacchus and the Calling of St. Matthew. A dark-skinned man in a turban on a rearing horse and a man who is covering his face so that only his furry red hat is visible appear in this painter's version of the scene. A skull sits atop a lectern in front of a cave and is St. Francis in ecstasy.
Bellini, Giovanni Bellini.
Yeah, 30.
I love that painting.
It's far from my favorite Giovanni Bellini painting.
We'll have an argument about our favorite Bellini paintings after the tournament. Tells of 3. This woman was once sent to live on North Brother Island, and her story was told in the Nova episode, The Most Dangerous Woman in America. Alphonse Cotils, accused of the same crimes as this woman, had his sentence suspended in 1924. A political cartoon in the New York American depicted this woman breaking skulls into a skillet. She worked for...
And
it's
Typhoid Mary.
It is 10 points.
Oh.
Ah. Well done,
Chicago. This treaty called for the elimination of methyl bromide emissions by 2005 in developed countries. For 10 points each, I don't know this 1987 treaty that sought to stem the expansion of the hole in the ozone layer by limiting the use of substances like CFCs.
Athens, Rio de Janeiro. Go with Rio de Janeiro. Oh, Montreal.
Answer.
Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prompt. Sorry.
Convention.
Protocol. The United States. The United States pulled out of this treaty for reducing carbon emissions in 2001. It was originally formulated in a namesake Japanese city in 1997.
No, we had to say the protocol.
Kyoto. Well, first we're just going to
Yes.
Kyoto.
Prompt.
Protocol.
This progressive conservative Canadian prime minister signed an acid rain accord with George H.W. Bush in 1991. He succeeded John Turner.
Mulroney.
20 points.
That's exciting.
That was ridiculous.
I want to be careful.
Toss up. During one military campaign, this man allied with Quintus Lutatius Catulus to defeat the Cimbri at Vercelli. His candidacy for plebeian tribune was backed by the Caecili Metelli family after the last decree of the Senate passed during the electoral riots that saw the murder of Gaius Memmius. This man turned former tribune Saturninus over to a mob that killed him. This general, who had served under Quintus Metellus in the Jugurthine War and won at Aquae Sextiae, was exiled and united with Lucius Cornelius Cinna. This man took Rome from his rival and carried out bloody purges until his death in 86 BCE. For influence, another one is Roman general of the Social War, a rival of Lucius Cornelius Sulla.
Marius.
Yeah.
I know. You should buzz with the right thing.
Actually, you did that.
This man was leader of the forces that defeated Thomas Munzer at Bad Frankenhausen, and he also attempted to mediate the Marburg colloquy between Luther and Zwingli for 10 points each. Identified as Margrave of Hesse, who gained his byname for his efforts to rebuild his state after wars against the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. Answer. Philip the Magnanimous. Philip's major diplomatic effort was the unification of Protestant princes into this defensive alliance. Philip ran into some problems with his wife, but did not want a divorce. So she had this man, a prominent Protestant theologian who promoted Protestant unity and sought a reconciliation with Catholicism, convince Luther and Melanchthon to allow him to take a second wife.
Another early
prominent
philosopher.
Answer. Martin
Buber.
Yeah.
So 10.
Correct. Toss of 5. This man described whacking a bush with a stick to agitate a spider in an early work, and in another applied Newton's teaching to rainbows. He wrote of insects and had 11 children with Sarah Pierpont. This man addressed the issue of predetermination in Freedom of the Will in
Edward
Power.
I love that book.
Well done.
So, Chicago, you get this bonus. This city contains a statue of a native son Charles Darwin and Roger de Montgomery, who was made Earl of this city by William the Conqueror for 10 points each. Identify this county town along the English-Welsh border. The quarry in this city hosts a notable flower show.
No, Hereford.
Hereford.
Shrewsbury. Shrewsbury is the capital of this English county. It appears in the title of a poetry collection featuring to an athlete dying.
Sure.
Yeah. During the English Civil War, Charles I headed to Shropshire and recruited an army to fight this first battle of the conflict. The armies of Robert Devereux and Prince Rupert fought to draw this battle.
Right.
Marston.
I think it's
Marston.
Answer?
Edgehill.
Damn it. The sixth time I've heard someone say Marston Moore on the other side or our opponents and not be right.
Eventually, it has to happen.
Toss up 6. One piece of legislation concerning these people was a 1778 law that allowed them to sign leases for 999 years. These people were also the subject of a 1791 law, which was problematic for the Cisalpine Club, an organization of these people. The passage of a major piece of legislation concerning these people was motivated by one man's victory in the County Clare election and subsequent denial of seat under the Test Act and
corporation. So, average Catholics.
No. See, after the government of the Duke of Wellington passed a law allowing these people, who included Daniel O'Connell, to hold political and military offices. For 10 points, identify these residents of Great Britain persecuted for being members of a certain Vatican headquartered religion.
English Catholics in general?
Yeah, I mean, they're just more Catholics, and they have British Catholics. Do not accept or prompt on the Irish, is the answer line.
Okay.
Then the clue about the Test Act is vastly misleading if they're not accepting
it. Yeah, it's the Irish Catholics
The Test Act specifically.
Okay. Also, the answer he just gave, which is English Catholics, which is definitely not acceptable if.
What? Yeah, right. Exactly.
But the point is that there is at least one clue.
Right. Greg's answer is English Catholics is definitely not acceptable Irish Catholics.
He said English Catholics in general.
Well,
if you strike that answer, you lose the grounds for a protest. So
No. That's
so I'm accepting this answer like I originally did, and you guys can protest your answer.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Not with the Duke of Wellington.
Whatever.
So, bonus. This story opens with the line, "None of them knew the color of the sky." For 10 points each, I read this short story where an oiler named Billy eventually drowns before being rescued by men at the Mosquito Light Inlet. This Stephen Crane novel contains an officer who insults the 304th by comparing them to mule drivers. It centers on a Civil War soldier named Henry Fleming. This character from The Red Badge of Courage is described as the loud one prior to his first battle, although his fear of death causes him to give a bundle of letters to Henry.
Yeah, that's it.
Wilson, 20 points.
Okay. High school.
Toss up 7. Sfante Pabo used bones from the Vindija cave in this modern-day country to show evidence of Neanderthals interbreeding with humans. This modern-day nation was home to the Republic of Ragusa, and it witnessed...
Croatia.
Power.
Yeah.
That was very
exciting.
Bonus. A popular song commemorating this event begins by describing tin soldiers and Nixon coming. For 10 points each, identify this event where four soldiers were killed protesting the Vietnam War at an Ohio university.
About
a week after the Kent State shootings, two students were killed by police at a historically black university in the state. This state was also where James Meredith went to college.
Mississippi.
Yeah. Construction workers in this city engaged in the Hard Hat Riot against students who were themselves protesting the Kent State shootings. The city was the site of the earlier Dead Rabbits Riot.
I think it's Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
It's like some industrial Midwest city, and I think it's Pittsburgh.
Answer.
It's in Midwest city. Pittsburgh.
New York.
So,
20.
CSNY.
Pittsburgh's in Midwest city.
New York's in Midwest.
Yeah, that too. back also.
No, Pennsylvania's the Midwest in some...
Whatever. There was no Midwest mentioned in that city.
No,
I said that it was a Midwestern city.
Okay.
Toss it up 8. Grover Cleveland unofficially used George Bruce Courteau in this role, although the first man to officially hold this post was J. Leonard Reinsch, who served under FDR. In the late 80s, it was held by Martin Fitzwater. One recent man to hold this post wrote what happened inside the Bush White House.
This is presidential chief of staff?
No.
No.
And
press secretary.
Power.
Yeah,
good job.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually do that expressively.
So, Chicago, your bonus. John Brienne and a papal legate named Pelagius were rivals for control of one side in this campaign. For 10 points each, I know about this military campaign, partially led by Andrew II. It was successful in capturing Damietta. Fifth Crusade. Andrew II ruled both Croatia and this country. Its first king, Stephen I, claimed divine right to rule over the Magyars. Andrew II granted autonomy to the Transylvanian branch of these people. They shared their name with a shore of coastal defenses that contained the Roman forts of Brandodum and Dubris along the English Channel.
What's that? Okay, five ports.
What are they called?
Answer.
Portello. The Saxons. There's the Saxon shore along England.
I see.
Saxon shore.
Toss up 9. It's not perilous, but the passage of the Doctor Registration Law in 1968 prompted students to shut down a medical university in the city. A summer Olympics held here was the setting for Cary Grant's Walk, Don't Run, and Ivo Toguri de Aquino resided here during World War II. The place that was promised an underground chronicled a terrorist...
Tokyo.
Power.
That's underground by...
Oh, right. Oh.
Sorry.
So, Illinois, your bonus. Following VE Day, sailors in this city rioted after being given open gangway. For 10 points each, I remember this Canadian city set of a large explosion in 1917 groups like the Black Refugees and the Black Loyalists were sent to Nova Scotia after fighting for the British in this war, which saw the burning of Washington, D.C.
The War of 1812.
The British gained control of the maritime provinces from the French thanks to this treaty. Austria signed the later treaties of Rastatt and Baden, while Great Britain also gained control of Gibraltar in this treaty.
Is this like
Utrecht? Is it
1812
again? Is that what we're talking about?
Utrecht?
35. Yeah. Oh, what's the word about 1812 again?
No, we're talking about when the British got like the Atlantic coast of Canada.
That was like the limit.
Tales of 10. Prior to the start of this period, rumors of a Kakao revolt resulted in the withdrawal of $500,000, which was taken to the National City Bank. This period was preceded by the short-lived presidency of Vilbron Guillaume Sam and commenced with Sam's replacement by Sundre Dirk Duarte Guanabe. Presidents who ruled during this period included Louis Bourneau and Stenio Vincent, though Hoover appointee Dana Monroe was the effective governor. This period began with the landing of Admiral William Caperton and ended when FDR ordered a withdrawal.
Military occupation of Haiti.
Promise?
American.
Yeah, that's right.
It was that other country that fucked up over
Finnish
history.
It was China or Finland.
Finnish or Chicago. Convicted as a heretic, this man contrived to escape and find refuge with William Fisher, where he plotted to kidnap the king while the latter was at Kent. For 10 points each, another was martyred, excommunicated by Thomas Arundel for heresy, and eventually hanged over a flame for his conspiracies.
Old Castle.
Answer.
Old Castle.
Yeah, Old Castle had plotted to kidnap this English monarch with whom he had previously been friendly. This king would go on to win a major victory over the French at Agincourt.
Henry V, yeah.
Another rebellion faced by Henry was the Southampton Plot, which aimed to replace Henry with this man, who revealed the plotter's intention to the king, with the results that the conspirators were executed.
So, this has to be a duke, because he has to be a blood.
Answer.
Duke Bedford. Bedford.
The Earl of March or Edmund Mortimer.
Yeah, Mortimer.
20 points.
Oh, he's not a royal. Okay.
So, at the half, it's 175 for Chicago, 125 for Illinois, with some stuff in protest. Toss up 11. Gloria Emerson relentlessly attacked this dear boy for driving a Rolls Royce in an interview that provided source material for David Leaf and John Scheinfeld's documentary about this man's deportation. He once launched a protest from the Amsterdam Hilton Hotel.
It's gotta be John Lennon.
Power. Oh,
that piece, bro.
Bonus. Name these owners and editors of the New York Evening Post for 10 points each. The newspaper was founded by this author of the Report on Manufacturers and National Debt Advocate.
Hamilton.
Yep. This man was editing the Evening Post when he attempted to whip rival editor William Stone in the street in 1831. He also wrote the poem The Embargo.
Oh, that's Bryant.
Yep. This ambassador to Spain during the Civil War was a leader of the Mugwumps, a virtuous interior secretary under Hayes, and the first German-born person elected to the U.S. Senate. He edited the Evening Post during the Arthur administration.
Like Carl
Schurz.
Yeah, I like that.
Schurz? Yeah, 30 points
for resolution knowledge right there.
Actually, it came up yesterday sometime, too.
Okay.
Late in the packet, you might have heard
of
it. Oh, Zay. Toss a 12. In order to get around the Jeffersonian embargo, this man disguised a Chinese shopkeeper as a fictitious diplomat named Punkua Wingchong and got permission to sail to China, where he had an exclusive contract with the British East India Company. This man allied with his former rivals William Clark, Pierre Chateau, and Manuel Lisa 10 years after he commissioned Captain Thorne to sail the ship Tonquin to Cape Disappointment, where the first American colony on the Pacific coast was named for him. He used his...
Astor.
It is Astor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we should have heard that now.
So, battles for Chicago. This man allied with his brother-in-law, Amir Hussein, to defeat Ilyas Khoja, after which he turned on Hussein after defeating him, proclaimed himself the inheritor of the Shagatai line of Khans. For 10 points each, I don't know this Turkic ruler who founded a Samarkand-based empire around 1370. This fourth son of Timur eventually reunited the former's lands following the struggle that ensued after Timur's death. He moved his capital to Herat and is usually held to be the founder of the Timurid dynasty.
So, what are we going to say?
Answer? Shahrukh. Timur initially supported but later ended up fighting against this Khan of the Golden Horde, whom he finally defeated at the Kur River.
Mamai or Turkmenish?
Answer?
Mamai.
Turkmenish.
It's always Turkmenish.
Plus 15. A Human Rights Watch report notes that 8 members of the National Popular Resistance Front have been killed in this country over the last 3 years. In July 2011, this country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, led by another country's former vice president, Eduardo Stein, ruled that this country had experienced a coup when opposition to an attempt to end presidential term limits led to Roberto Micheletti.
And it's Honduras.
It is Honduras.
All right,
it was
that coup.
Your bonus. Founded by its first king, Teres, this kingdom was expanded by Teres' son, Sidalkes. This kingdom dominates its region throughout the 5th century BC. For 10 points each, identify this kingdom, which in the 4th century was ruled by Cutis I and was eventually absorbed into the Macedonian Empire by Philip II.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that sounds... I like that.
Answer. Okay, that's a good idea.
Right.
Odrysian Kingdom. The Odrysian Kingdom was the preeminent power for a century in this region of the Southeast Balkans.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The Odrysian Kingdom is first mentioned in the works of this historian who chronicled the Greco-Persian Wars and the Achaemenid Dynasty in general in his histories. 20 points.
I see.
Yeah.
That was very challenging.
Toss out 14.
That would be third part.
Most of historian Andrew McLaughlin's publications were about this item. One of the first historians of this item was John Fiske, who popularized the heroic view of it. Ellen Noir and Peter Novick both proclaimed that developments in the late 20th century discredited the more famous work about this item. That work was extensively criticized by Forrest MacDonald.
The Constitution of the U.S.
Yes. So, bonus for Illinois. One side of this event dressed up as police officers, and it was investigated by ballistics expert Calvin H. Goddard for 10 points each. I remember this 1929 event that saw several members of Bugs Moran's Northside gang killed.
Yeah, that's like
Valentine's Day. Yeah. Violence in Chicago increased after the retirement of this Southside gang leader who set up a trust for liquor distribution. Al Capone succeeded this organizer of the National Crime Syndicate. Answer? Johnny Torrio. This man also attended the National Crime Syndicate meeting. Deported to Italy in 1946, this New Yorker came teamed up with Frank Costello and Meyer Lansky and ordered the murder of Joe Massiera.
Yeah, this lucky Luciano.
20 points.
Yeah, I need your phone away. Shame for your third part.
Toss 15. The Frodebu political party is dominated by people of this ethnicity. In 1972, this group attacked a palace in Gatiga, killing Natari V. One prime minister of this ethnicity, Pierre Ngendandumwe, was assassinated a week after his appointment by the Gombo leader, Mwambutusa IV. Under Belgian rule, these people were subject to control by a minority population until the ascendancy of Grégoire Kayabanda.
Tutsis.
No. Two men of this ethnicity, Cyprian Nadrayamira and Juvenal Habyarimana, were killed when their Falcon 50 was shot down in 1994 near Kigali. For the Bosnian ethnic group, which orchestrated a genocide in Rwanda against the Tutsi. It is a Hutu. Bonus. This organization is notable for recruiting sons of upper middle class Mexicans into their ranks. Those recruits are known as Narco Juniors. For 10 points each, identify this criminal organization, one of the most notorious drug trafficking cartels in Mexico.
Zetas is the only thing I
can possibly say. Arguello Felix Cartel. The Arellano Felix organization is sometimes known by the name of this city located south of the U.S. border across from San Diego, in which it is based. In the late 90s, the military campaign against the Arellano Felix cartel was conducted under orders from this man, Mexico's last president from the PRI party, who was succeeded by Vicente Fox.
Zedillo, I think, is the last president. Zedillo.
20 points.
Good job. We're doing it.
After 15, it's 255 for Chicago, 195 for Illinois. Toss up 16. During this event, a man using the pseudonym Jaffsy sent coded messages through columns in the home news. That man, retired school principal John Condon, offered $1,000 to the perpetrator of this crime. The suicidal Violet Sharp was ruled out as a suspect in this case. Many modern revisionist theories focus on the involvement of Isidore Fish. This case was investigated by the state police, commanded by Norman Schwarzkopf's father.
The Lindbergh child kidnapping and killing.
Yeah, 10 points.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He did do that.
Schwarzkopf's father?
Yeah,
he did do that. He was like the
Bonus from Chicago. This man may have unloaded wine from the ship of Liberty without paying the proper duties on the wine in a 1768 incident. For 10 points each, I don't know this first signer of the Declaration of Independence.
Hancock
had an antagonistic relationship with this successor of Governor Francis Bernard. Governor during the Boston Tea Party, his mansion was ransacked in 1765.
Hutchinson.
Yeah. This patriot, like his father, was a rival of Thomas Hutchinson. He challenged writs of assistance and supposedly coined the phrase taxation without representation is tyranny.
I think it's over.
Oh, 30 points.
Good job.
Well,
yeah,
that's it.
Toss up. This man was the first to record a song about a world where you gotta ride it like you find it, and another song about a man who will take the morphine and die, and if he's abandoned by the woman he married last Saturday night. In a noted concert, this man was erroneously credited with writing a song about a hardworking man whose body never was found. This former travel companion of blind Lemon Jefferson sang for Pat Neff, the governor of Texas, who commuted his first murder sentence. While imprisoned again in Louisiana, he met John and Alan Lomax. For them, the famous folk pioneer and popularizer of the Rock Island Line, Goodnight Irene, and Where Did You Sleep Last Night, whose nickname may derive from his surviving a shotgun blast to the stomach. Lead belly.
Oh my god.
Yes. Toss-up 18. A longtime holder of this office was the highest-ranking person accused in the book Looters of the Public Domain, but died from a botched tooth extraction during an appeal. Another person holding this position accused Andrew Johnson of selling his birthright and was holding this office while nominated as John Breckinridge's running mate. In addition to John H. Mitchell and Joseph Lane, this office was held by a man who feuded with his former law student Richard Neuberger and was joined only by Alaska Democrat Ernest Grooming in voting against the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. In 1995, a holder of this office resigned after being accused of harassing 10 women. For them, points Wayne Morris and Bob Packwood held what office now occupied by Jeff Merkley and Ron Reagan?
Oh, Oregon Senator.
That's right.
That's an office.
Yeah, that's a really weird. Bonus. He was hanged on April 4th, 1979, after his conviction for ordering the murder of a political opponent. For 10 points each, name this founder of the Pakistan People's Party who had come to power following Yahya Khan's inability to prevent Bangladeshi independence, and who was the father of Benazir. Bhutto was overthrown and executed by a regime led by this man, formerly Bhutto's army chief of staff. He controlled Pakistan until his death in the 1988 plane crash. Under Zia's regime, this external intelligence agency of Pakistan returned to prominence. It was the chief conduit for Western arms that went to the Afghan resistance during the Soviet invasion.
Very close for Chicago. Hold on. This isn't
Toss 19. During this period, Sir Julius Caesar engineered a revival of the distraint of knighthood. A riot broke out at the Church of St. Giles during this period in reaction to an amendment of the prayer book and later spread to include the Covenanters. During this period, inland towns were forced to pay ship money during peacetime, and dominant advisors included included William Laud. Henrietta Maria's influence over her husband during this time is much criticized, and it ended after the First Bishop's War required the king to call the short parliament. For them, please give this term for the period of time where Charles I ruled without calling parliament.
The uncounseled time.
No, it's the personal rule of the 11 years tyranny.
You almost figured it out.
It's important.
But you could test that nomination.
Toss of 20. One ruler of this empire was humiliated by the Roman ambassador Gaius Popilius Laenus and sparked a revolt by siding with the priest Jason over Menelaus. Another ruler of this empire allied with Attalus of Pergamum to put down the rebellion of Achaeus and later was forced to sign the Treaty of Apamea.
Oh, okay, it's
power.
And
Romanus. During this dynasty, the intellectual school of literati painting began. For 10 points each, name this Chinese dynasty, which was overthrown by Xuanzang, the future Han Wu emperor of the Ming in 1368.
Yuan.
The Yuan's weak response to a flood of the Yellow River led to this colorful uprising in the 1340s. Its disparate factions eventually united behind the nascent Ming army.
Red turban.
Mongol control of Asia was maintained through the use of this communications network. It radiated out from Khanbalik and involved 1,400 stations, which horsemen wearing the paisa could use to cover 250 miles in a day.
I wonder where this had a name.
What is the name for the Mongol
road
at this time? I feel like it's come up before
sometime. Answer. It's called the Yam. 20 points.
The Yam.
Final score, Chicago 370, Illinois 190.
Yeah.